In terms of the work that you do, you also are involved veteran with the Canada Albania Business Council. This is a council that promotes investment and trade by Canadian companies, entrepreneurs, and other interested parties in Albania. The council provides its members with essential information pertaining to the Albanian market and facilities access to both Canadian and Albanian government contacts. You are one of the researchers and organizers for the Canada-Albania Business Council. Would you be able to tell us more about some of the most rewarding aspects associated with the work that you do at the Canada-Albania Business Council, and also educate the public more about what the council does?
Definitely. Well, the Canada-Albania Business Council, it's a very important entity that's it's part of my ultimate goal of developing the Balkan region. So what they focus on, it's events, networking, and being a positive contribution to the business sphere that's looking to get into the Albania market. And that is very important because they have great land over there, they have great history, they're in the unstable, poor region of the Balkans that I mentioned earlier. But they really are a region that can benefit and that can help a lot of companies from business investments. So I already have ties to the former Yugoslavian nations in the region. I come from Serbian Croatian parents, and I was born in Bosnia. So I kind of have representation of three countries in that region. And for me to develop the Balkan region, it's important to get a grasp of the political sphere and the business sphere of the nations in the region that are outside of my, I guess, extended reach. So Albania, surrounding nations like Albania, they have more distinct differences than Serbia, Bosnia, or Croatia. So I can properly prepare myself to understand and develop the region in the future by joining groups like the Canada-Albania Business Council, by working with them, by organizing their events, by speaking with their diplomats and things like that. The council shares my goal of developing the region, and while they focus on Albania proper, I tend to focus on the entire region. Nevertheless, Albania is still one of the pieces there that I need that supports my ultimate goal of developing the region entirely. So I get involved by through the events for writing for them, and the opportunities, it was amazing for me and exactly where I need to be right now. It's one of the many organizations that I've discovered by joining the NATO Association here, something that this council I wasn't aware of before, but by just networking with even the staff over here, the NATO Association, I've learned about them, and it's been a great time assisting them in their operations as well so far, and I hope to do more work for them in the future.
Definitely, and I have to say that as a result of becoming an intern here at the NATO Association of Canada, I've been provided with many opportunities to network with diplomats, government officials, influential members of the international community, along with the program editors. Every 4 months, we have a new group of program editors that join the NATO Association of Canada. So it certainly is a great way to meet new people and then also to learn more about certain regions of the world. Everyone here has an expertise.
I feel like no one is born in Canada here
No
almost.
one's born. My background's Polish. You know, everyone has a background
I've
and
learned so much, just from even a social conversation from everybody here, let alone, a formal discussion on work. Just from speaking, in the coffee room or whatever it may be, you learn so much about the world just from the staff here. It really goes without saying.
And then also as a result of attending a lot of roundtables, events, and conferences, you are then provided with an opportunity to network with all of the speakers, with the members, and with the individuals attending the conferences. So it's definitely a great association to be a part of. And what the point that I wanted to mention is, as a result of becoming involved with the NATO Association of Canada, one of the individuals that I interviewed, Mr. Wojciech Śniegowski, he was featured on my program, Global Horizons. And after speaking to him, I learned more about the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce in Toronto, and I decided to become a member.
There you go.
And there you go.
Yeah.
It's just, and you know, I attend meetings every month, and that's something that I'm very passionate passionate about. I'm very passionate about, you know, focusing on the relationship between Canada and Poland.
Yeah.
It's obviously something that's dear to my heart. Both of my parents came to Canada from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I always wanted to do. But I was always busy with school or with work. And then when I finally decided to become a member, I have to say that it's certainly a great way to network with other individuals who are members of the chamber. And on top of that, the chamber itself focuses on promoting Poland, the economy of Poland, along with providing various upcoming events. One of our events is taking place on the 6th of May, and you've been invited to attend this gala. And it's an awards excellence gala, and it focuses on, you know, providing the members of the community who have made a significant impact an award as a result of the work that they've done. So I do look forward to attending this gala, and I do look forward to having you there as well, veteran.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be. I'll definitely be there. But I was gonna say, because I know how busy you are as well. It's so much easier to do positive work and get more involved in things if you're passionate about it and actually care about it and have a connection to it and things like that. So that's kind of what I was going at when you asked for my advice to university students. If you are worried about your classes or whatever, if you really sit down and kind of have this thinking moment to yourself, if you find something that you're really passionate about and that you think would be positive for you, you find a way to make time, and you find that the time that you do put in ends up flying by. Because you really do care about the cause, so.
Definitely. And passion, being passionate about what you do is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes people have busy schedules, and to make the time to be involved in, you know, various associations or organizations obviously requires commitment, but you can easily balance, you can easily go through your schedule and determine, you know, how much time you can allocate towards, you know, making contributions towards an association or organization. But you should only do so if you're passionate about, you know, becoming more involved. If you're passionate about, you know, for instance, becoming a member of a chamber, then do the research, perhaps contact the president, see what a meeting is like, and then take it from there.
Because it is important work as well. If you're going to be a part of any association like that, chamber or council, etc., they'd expect you to, you know, really be there passionate as well, so.
Certainly. Veteran, for those, you already touched on this, but to elaborate, for those who are interested in becoming members, would you be able to discuss some of the benefits associated with the membership that we provide here at the NATO Association of Canada?
Yeah, there's different levels of membership, and I think anybody interested in foreign affairs would benefit from membership in this association. I think outside of students, professionals in this industry can meet others that are growing and looking to build on their network within politics. As well, lots of companies are involved with us, and they speak with members on the international world in regards to investment in foreign economies. And so there is a real abundance of professionals and specialists in our community looking to engage with other like-minded people that can that they can benefit from. The largest benefit would probably be going to students, because this really is the foot in the door for them. Attending our events, you can network with like-minded students that are in your class that are going to be growing and hopefully making an impact just like you in, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, whatever it may be. You'd be able to network with, you know, diplomats and whoever else we bring in on a professional level. And at the same time, the other delegates that are attending our events, of all levels, they're going to be of a benefit to you. If you're a student, you don't really have much experience to bring other than your hunger and your passion. And that's what a lot of people are looking for as well. So I know there's been a lot of networking going on at our events. A lot of business cards get exchanged, a lot of emails back and forth and opportunities. And there is an immense amount of volunteering opportunities over there. Once you get in one, you meet more and more. And it really does lead to things, but it has to start somewhere. So it goes back to the discussion we had about passion and things like that. If you really do care about it, then this is just naturally the place that students need to end up.
Definitely. So I encourage everyone to go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, go through some of our publications, and don't hesitate to contact us if you have more questions pertaining to the membership that we provide. In addition, we also do provide junior research fellowship positions here at the NATO Association of Canada, along with internships, and the internships last 4 months. So I encourage everyone to check out our website and see what we have to offer. Vedran, moving on, I have to ask this question. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? I want to know.
5 years now from now, I'd like to be in a consulting capacity in some way to nations and governments within the Balkan region. Like mentioned earlier, given my personal background along with the importance that I feel the region holds, I'd love to be able to return to my community and help it grow into a region that's able to support itself within Europe and not feel lagged behind. Personally, I feel Italy will play a major role in the development of the region, and specifically Albania, Croatia, Montenegro, and I've already seen this with energy deals in the area. I'm currently studying Italian to prepare for any relations between the region and Italy, whether it's the government or companies. And no parlo italiano, ma studio da 6 mesi.
What does that mean?
I don't speak Italian, but I've been studying for about 6 months. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next interview I do, I'd like to be able to get proficiency one day to do an entire interview in Italian instead of just one line. But regardless... Italian is easier for me to learn because I have a passion about it. I have a passion about working with Italy in the Balkan region and things like that. So in 5 years from now, I really would like to be in some sort of advisor capacity where I can work with Italy in the Balkan regions and try to get them on the same level as Italy at one point.
Certainly, Vedran, I want to sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule
to do this interview with you.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I have to say that I'm really looking forward to collaborating with you on upcoming projects, and I thank you immensely for the mentorship that you've provided me with, and I have to say that you're a great team player here, and you're just a value and a pleasure to be around.
What a conclusion. How do I follow up with that?
With that in mind, would you like to leave any final words with our listeners today?
Final words, other than a big thank you to you as well, and it goes without saying all the work that you're doing here, but thank you for the opportunity for letting me speak to our listeners, because the last recommendation I have is for students across universities to really get involved with us, get involved with our events, read our articles, and check our social media. That's where we post a lot of information. And seriously consider joining on as an intern. There's a lot of opportunity. I can't even begin to describe how supportive this organization is. They really let you do anything you want as long as you're going to put in the effort. So I think join on as a member, come network with us, and if you're free in the summer and the next terms, whatever it may be, I strongly encourage everybody to apply and be an intern here in the beginning, and who knows where that's going to lead you.
Vedran, thank you so much.
Magdalena, thank you.